This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to dial toll free here. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Story from the Orlando Sentinel. Who is Esteban Santiago, the man who apparently was in the military until he was discharged on a, what was it, general discharge, I believe it was called?
General discharge for unsatisfactory conduct, I think it was. I don't have the official wording in front of me.
And then ultimately, apparently, according to a brother, he had been receiving some kind of psychological treatment while living in Alaska. He had come home, apparently, to Fort Lauderdale, or at least gone to Fort Lauderdale, where he retrieved a gun from checked baggage after arriving in the baggage claim area and proceeded to blast away at multiple people, ultimately allegedly killing five so far, with several more wounded. And, of course, the big question is there going to be some new security procedure put into place at the airports? Now, of course,
wouldn't surprise me.
Right. Now, we're not going to, I wouldn't think you would advocate that, Daryl. I certainly would not. I think that we need to lessen the security at the airports and allow each individual airline to decide what their policy is as far as guns and or other weapons being allowed to be possessed by the people on those airlines. If you just drag the security checkpoints out further, let's say put them at the front doors of every airport, so every single person who has to go in there to pick someone up or whatever, you know, all the limo drivers or families waiting for their loved ones to arrive off of their plane, that all of them now have to go through a security checkpoint. Well, then what happens when someone starts shooting in the parking lot? Are we then going to stop everybody at the entrance to the airport on the road and search every car and search every, you know, pull everybody out of their cars and then search them all again just to be double safe when they get to the airport? It's just insane.
It would not surprise me. And
which would not be expanding to the doors or expanding to the
either
the entrance
either
in the streets,
based on, you know, the way that airports are laid out. There are a lot more doors than there are roads. There's generally one road going into the airport complex.
There's, in some airports, more than one road, but yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's why I said generally.
Right.
And the ones with more than one road, you know, you're probably
like
talking
with,
about Boston to
right.
where, you know, like
there's some with totally different gates in different areas where there's more
right.
than one road.
But again, you know, like there's one road going into the passenger drop-off
right.
and passenger pickup areas.
That's correct.
So, you know.
Per gate, yeah.
Not per gate,
but per terminal.
Per terminal.
Per terminal.
So,
one
know,
road per terminal.
I could see something being done. And again, I'm
right.
not advocating for this. I'm just saying I could see them trying to do something like this.
Which would
like
be insane,
this.
Of course. And it wouldn't really. This is what proves that it's all security theater. Okay,
yes.
The guy didn't get to shoot up an airplane, so instead he shot up people at the baggage terminal. All right, you move the checkpoints out further. Now somebody's going to shoot somebody outside the front doors of the airport. They're going to, you know, grab a gun out of the trunk of their car and start blasting outside of the terminal. Okay, you move it to the roads out, you know, the very edge of the airport property. Then somebody could set up an IED on the side of the road and start blowing up cars as they're going to the airport. I mean, wherever it is the security ends at is where anyone can attack with any kind of weapon they want to.
And again, it's, as you said, security theater.
Right, because you can get things through security as
well.
Well,
not only that, but how much sense does it make? If I'm carrying this water bottle,
mm-hmm.
and they say, excuse me, sir, you can't bring that through security. Here, put it in the garbage can that's right next to security. We think that might be a bomb, so put it in that garbage can right there that's next to security.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they really think the water's a bomb? What if they think it's like acid that you could throw over the pilot or something like that?
Well, the claim, and I was working for an airline right. when this policy went into place, the claim was if you had more than 3 ounces of liquid in multiple things, you could mix those together to make some kind of bomb.
Right.
And, you know, it didn't make sense to me then. It doesn't make sense to me now. People have actually talked about, you know, well, it's not the actual liquids, but it's mixing this and that. And you would have to be on like a 10-hour flight and be in the bathroom for 6 of those hours consecutively
to do the chemistry or whatever.
To wind up doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody's going to realize, wait a second, something's wrong here. This guy's been in the bathroom for 6 hours.
So, more from the story here, the Orlando Sentinel looking into what little we know already about this shooter, Esteban Santiago. His brother had told the Associated Press that they had received a call in recent months from his girlfriend alerting them to the situation, and that is that he's been undergoing psychological treatment.
They didn't know the diagnosis.
Right. He was born in New Jersey, moved to the territory of Puerto Rico when he was 2. He was deployed to Iraq in 2010, spent a year there with the 130th Engineer Battalion, the 1013th Engineer Company, and so on and so forth. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida said the gunman was carrying a military ID that identified him as Esteban Santiago, although it was unclear whether the ID was actually his. So at this point, we're presuming that Esteban Santiago was the shooter.
Well, also at the time that statement was made of we don't know if it's his ID mm-hmm. was before the brother wound
confirmed
up
it.
Confirming his identity.
I see. Apparently the FBI will be taking over the investigation, and he apparently loaded the gun in a bathroom after pulling it out of a checked bag and then returned to start shooting. Then ultimately sat down and was taken without incident at that point. So and there's really not much else to know about him.
Again, as has been mentioned already, you know, this was a gun-free zone to where people basically are not allowed to defend themselves.
Well, now, wait a minute. It's not a gun-free zone at the baggage terminal, is it? You can walk into the airport with a gun. We had an activist here in New Hampshire do that a few years ago. His name was Liberty Carrots, and he walked in with a rifle slung to his back and walked around the public area of the airport, no problem.
Airport employees, and I'm, again, going based off of what I remember when I was one,
mm-hmm.
Airport employees are told if you see anybody walking around with a firearm, you notify airport security
sure.
and airport police.
But you're in New Hampshire, dude. Where did you work at an airport?
I was in Alabama, Kentucky, and South Carolina.
Can you
this
open
happened
carry?
In Florida.
You can't open carry in Florida, though, can you?
No.
Right. So can you open carry in Alabama?
I think there's limited open carry in Alabama.
In New Hampshire, it's legal to open carry, and technically in the airport, you're in the jurisdiction of Londonderry, New Hampshire, as I understand it, as far as the police
are concerned. This guy was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
No, I understand that.
Headlines that I saw said that was a gun-free zone.
Oh, okay.
Where he was.
Right, okay.
Was a gun-free zone.
Right.
So
okay.
Everybody's sitting targets. That's what happens in gun-free zones.
Right.
People are sitting targets.
Yep, that's a good point. Which, of course, again, as we pointed out, nothing would stop someone from coming in from the outside with a gun concealed and then pulling it out and blasting away in this very same area because, again, there's no security surrounding that area. And there shouldn't be security around that area. There should be no security in the airport at all whatsoever.
Right, and, you know, there's going to be somebody that comes up, oh, we need more gun regulations because if there was just another gun regulation, this guy wouldn't have been a killer. No, we need to, you know, try teaching people to value humanity and don't kill other people.
Well, then you'd have to also abolish the military, which I'm also in favor of doing. I think that that's one of the things that is training people to kill others. And, you know, they're supposedly only doing it in wartime situations, but you're still training people to kill. And ultimately, it attracts some of the people who are interested in killing.
Speaking of wartime,
learning about how to kill.
Speaking of wartime situations, what is the U.S. war going on in Somalia right now.
There's a war in Somalia right now?
Well, there were 14 bombings from the U.S. military in Somalia in 2016. There were 34 in Yemen, 496 in Libya, 3 in Pakistan, 1,337 in Afghanistan, and I've not even gotten to the big two.
We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Also, John Podesta's password will be revealed here. And if you haven't already heard, go ahead, take a guess. What's your guess at what John Podesta's password is? This is Free Talk Live. It's super easy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It gives you freedom from health insurance. Yeah, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but they give you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? You can go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. In addition, a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Right now, you'll love the service and the price. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, I don't know if there's more to say about the airport shooting besides beware if you think that, you know, cranking up the security apparatus is going to somehow stop shootings near or within airports. You know, you might be surprised to be wrong about that.
Yeah.
So, in other news coming up, we'll talk about Britain. After the Brexit vote last year, now has the world's top economy, according to the Times.co.uk. In addition, Daryl, you're going to be telling us about John Podesta's password. But first, you've gotten into a story with some numbers of bombs that were dropped by the American military
Yes.
in the year 2016.
Correct. And again, started at the bottom, three bombings in Pakistan, 14 in Somalia, 34 in Yemen, 496 in Libya, 1,337 in Afghanistan. And again, these are just the number of bombings, not the number of people killed, let alone
right.
the number of civilians killed. 12,095 bombs dropped in Iraq.
Wow.
Syria.
The war's over there, though.
What's
the,
that?
Iraq war's over, according to the president, right? Didn't they?
Yeah, had, it has
pull
been over
out,
for a long
blah,
time.
Blah, blah, blah.
And
17,000 bombs, was it, or 12,000?
12,095. And another country where there's not a war, quote unquote, Syria. 12,192 bombs dropped in 2016.
Now, presumably, you know, a good chunk of those 12,000 bombs in Syria and 12,000 in Iraq and elsewhere, a good chunk of those bombs connected with human life. I'm
Yes.
sure they weren't just bombing empty buildings. So let's just presume that thousands of people have died due to these explosions in those places. Should anybody be surprised when somebody goes into an airport and blasts away at, you know, half a dozen people? Now, again, I don't know what Esteban Santiago's, reason for shooting was. We haven't gotten into that. He's alive, so maybe somebody will be able to question him about that later.
Right.
But obviously, you know, there are these instances of supposed terror and actual terror attacks that happen here in the United States. Not very many of them, but there are some that happen. And you can understand if somebody loses their home and their family to a bomb that was dropped, whether it was on purpose or on accident by the U.S. military, they're not going to care what the reason was that the bomb was dropped. They're not going to care if the U.S. military
Right.
thought that the house was full of ISIS agents and that they just took out the most wanted ISIS guy. They're going to say, well, that was my family that you just killed, whether or not they were involved in ISIS. They're going to go ahead and then have nothing to live for, many of them at that point, and they might resolve to go ahead and take themselves out in some sort of shooting rampage or strap a bomb to themselves and deliver that payload wherever they can within the United States, if possible. No one should be surprised by that if you're dropping thousands or tens of thousands of bombs on people's homes. At some point, one of those victims is going to get mad.
Or even if it's just the dozens, like
right.
in Yemen, where there were only 34.
Yep.
Only 34.
Think about that if one of those 34 were to connect with your house or car.
Two more numbers here to report. In Iraq, the number of bombings, again, by the U.S., 12,095, represented 67% of all airstrikes in Iraq last year. And the 12,192 bombings in Syria accounted for 96%
wow.
of the airstrikes in Syria.
So if you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, John Podesta's password has been revealed to all who might not have been aware of what it was. And I heard you talking about this on Peace, Love, Liberty Radio when you were recording that today in the other room here at the LRN.FM studios, Daryl, and I had to laugh out loud. It was just so funny.
Yeah.
What his password is. We can talk about that coming up. The times.co.uk reporting that Britain had ended last year as the strongest of the world's advanced economies, with growth accelerating in the 6 months after the Brexit vote, which we followed fairly closely here on Free Talk Live. The idea of the Brexit, of course, was for Britain to exit its agreements with the European Union. It ultimately passed after a very, very close vote, but ultimately the people of Great Britain did decide they wanted to leave the EU. Now, that has yet to actually occur.
Correct.
And as my understanding, some of these bureaucrats and politicians over there are going to be dragging their feet as long as they possibly can.
Wow. Politicians dragging their feet before doing something that the voters want? I'm shocked.
Right. So, you know, hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later. But nonetheless, business activity, according to the Times, hit a 17-month high last month, meaning the economy grew by 2.2% last year, which is more than the six other leading nations, including the United States, Germany, and Japan. So, you know, the United States, which a lot of people want to believe is this great free place. And by no means am I going to say that Britain is a free place either. It's not. They've got closed-circuit television cameras. They've got a gun ban. They've got all kinds of bad stuff over in Great Britain. National health care service, national dental care. And so, I mean, it is a big government state over in Great Britain. So they're really only competing against other national nasty governments
for this title. And you mentioned the national dental care, and, you know, it's well known that Brits aren't known necessarily for having the best dental hygiene in the world.
That's correct. Yeah, they're known for having terrible dental care, as a matter of fact.
Thank you, government.
Which you shouldn't be surprised about, because government is, you know, when it's the only provider of some service, it's a monopoly. And whenever you have a monopoly, even if it's run by the state, and especially if it's run by the state, you're going to have ineffective service. You're going to have poor service. You're going to have poor product in a lot of cases. You're going to have upset customers who have no recourse. You know, if you don't like your dental work from the National Dental Service or whatever they call it over there in Great Britain, well, too bad, because you don't get to go anywhere else unless you want to leave the country. You can do that. They actually have I remember somebody called the show a long time ago and told us about this sort of dental and or other healthcare tourism. So there are like Hungarian dentists who will go and set up shop in Great Britain, and they'll like set up a promo tent or something like that, and they'll get people signed up for, you know, like a trip down to Hungary or Austria. I forget where it was, but, you know, some other country in Europe or Eastern Europe. And then they'll, you know, get a vacation, and they'll get, you know, the dental work that they need to get done and get to take it easy for a while, and then come back and go back to Britain.
And medical tourism is not uncommon.
No, it's not. Especially in countries where the government provides the medical care and it does a poor job, which governments tend to do. More about the Brexit and the British economy, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. We were talking about the Brexit and the British economy actually doing very well after the Brexit vote compared to the rest of the world. We can talk more about that. Also, hostgator.com/FTL gets you 50% off of the regular prices of one of the top web hosting companies out there. HostGator makes it easy to do your own website or blog, whether it's for your business or your own opinions or whatever you want to put up there. They offer a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's hostgator.com/FTL for 50% off their regular prices. Again, they got a 99.99% uptime rating, as according to Web Hosting Stuff. And they rate the various different hosts out there. So once again, hostgator.com/FTL. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah, listening in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, it took me 10 years to fix this road called Dooney Boulevard. It used to
Wait,
be a
you fixed park. The road?
Well, I was working on it. I was advocating, talking about it on the
That's not the same thing as actually going out and fixing the road. I mean, you've never poured any, you know, concrete or blacktop.
Generally, they use asphalt.
Yeah.
No, what I mean is being, you know, going to neighborhood meetings, talking to community members about fixing the road. No, not the physical part.
So it took them how many years to fix it?
It took me, I think, maybe a good 10, 11 years of, working on it. So
you were asking, this is what was the Albuquerque City Council?
Well, at the meeting. I was at the meetings also.
What meetings? The council meetings? City council? Yeah, or were there like road division meetings or public works?
Well, the city council meetings and the neighborhood community meetings.
Now, what was wrong with the road? What was it that needed to be fixed on it?
It existed and people drove on it.
No, well, Sarah, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, anyways, many people were killed crossing, pedestrians trying to cross the road. Because it had imagine two car lanes with no bike lane and a two yellow paint line going in the middle. Now think about trying to cross that in the middle. And
generally you cross from one side to the other.
No, right. She's saying not at a crosswalk. Like you're in the middle of a city block or something, and you're just trying to run across the street there.
And you said this was it two lanes on each side of the middle divider, so it's a four lane road, or is it only a two lane road?
It used to be a four car lane road with a yellow paint line with no bike lane.
Yeah.
But now now it is two car lanes with bicycle lanes that I was told that it's a shopping cart lane. People are, taking their
shopping
groceries
carts.
In the shopping cart lane.
You're not supposed to have a shopping cart lane. I mean, you do understand
I've
you're
never
not
supposed heard of a shopping cart lane.
Now, I realize, Sarah, that you are someone who does not actually drive a car, and I don't believe you've ever driven a car. You do understand that when you go to the grocery store, you're not supposed to take the shopping carts out of the parking lot, right?
All the time here.
Do you do it?
A bike lane.
Do you do that, Sarah? Because we know that you are on welfare and that you don't have a car. So do you take the shopping cart from the grocery store to your home?
Well, you know what? I stopped doing it. It really hurts my car. That's stealing somebody's property.
That's not a nice thing to do. So when did you realize that you were actually stealing the shopping carts and you decided you were going to stop doing that?
I was doing it when I was younger, but it's like that's stealing somebody's property. So I just have recyclable grocery bags.
Good for you. I'm glad you came to that realization.
So I wanted to see if shopping cart lane was actually a thing. And
of course not.
Apparently there's a YouTube video titled LOL Shopping Cart Lane, and some guy's riding his bicycle and like he's videoed or filming everything that he's doing, and there's somebody pushing a shopping cart
in the
bicycle lane in like some big city somewhere.
I'm not surprised that that has happened, but I'm pretty sure that is not the reason they
make it as a shopping cart lane.
It's, in fact, in some areas, in areas where there's a real problem with shopping carts being stolen, they'll actually put security devices on those shopping carts.
Yeah. Kroger in Louisville, Kentucky has that.
Is that where they got the brakes on the wheels where if it goes past a certain point, the brakes will lock down on the wheels?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the wheels just will not turn.
Right. So, yeah. Glad you came to your senses on that one, Sarah. Thanks for your call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I realize it can't be an easy thing to do to not have a car and go grocery shopping. That seems like it would be a frustrating thing. Like, that's one of the reasons why I'm glad I have access to a car is because, you know, every few weeks I'd like to go and buy a bunch of groceries at once, and that would be very difficult to accomplish if I had to lug them all home while walking or riding a bicycle or something like that. So, but there are ways to handle it. You can always rent a cab or something like that. There are ways to deal with getting around not having a car when it comes to groceries. You could hire someone to deliver them for you if you really wanted to, and or you know go and get some of them and load them on the back of a bike and make a couple trips every week. You could do that too.
Yeah.
So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
And then, of course, there's you know like buying stuff from Amazon and having it delivered to your house, and you could go to shop.freetalklive.com to go to that Amazon link.
That's true. Yeah, and I guess they are getting more fresh stuff on Amazon from what we've seen. Like, they've got a surprising amount of fresher product there. You always kind of thought it was something where you go and get bagged food or boxed food, stuff that can stay on a shelf for a while. And they certainly have plenty of that.
I've seen, you know, steaks and seafood.
Yeah, it's incredible. So what the prices are like compared to your local grocery store, you'll have to see for yourself. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. According to the Telegraph in the UK, economic growth accelerated in the final month of 2016 in Great Britain. The growth in some of Britain's powerful services sector reported rising demand in December, and it rose to its highest level in 17 months. A lot of people are crediting the Brexit for this. A lot of people were thinking that the Brexit was going to drive a slowdown in business. This was one of the scary stories out there by the anti-Brexit people. They were saying, whoa, we can't leave the European Union. That'll cause financial chaos. It'll, you know, make things worse here in Great Britain. Well, it turns out that the opposite appears to be the case. Companies are continuing to hire rather than, you know, downsize or slow down. People are buying rather than saving their money. So, of course, savings is usually a good thing, but ultimately the economy is doing just fine after the Brexit vote. Now, you know, why would that be, Daryl? Why would, you know, people be predicting that things were going to be bad, and then ultimately it turned out to be pretty good so far? I mean, they're the number one economy in the world compared to...
they were predicting things were going to be bad because, you know, the people making that prediction didn't want the UK to wind up leaving the European Union.
Yeah.
So what better way to get people to do what you want than scare them?
Fearmonger.
And, well, if you do the opposite, then it's going to be bad. And I don't know, you know, anything I say as far as, you know, why it turned out to not be bad or why it turned out to be good would just be pure speculation because, like, I don't know why people are making the decisions they're making.
Maybe people feel more confident. Maybe people feel,
possible,
you know, the average Briton feels more confident about the economic future of the country absent its involvement in the EU.
But they're still involved in the EU because they've not officially left.
That's true. It could be speculation. It could be mere coincidence. But either way, they're doing better than the U.S. economy, apparently. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right.
Due to DinoVite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite for life.
DinoVite.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about, or we're going to talk about, the John Podesta emails. Not the emails specifically, but the password that led the alleged hacker into the emails. And I guess if you crack someone's password by just guessing it, technically you've hacked into their account, but man, this is like the weakest kind of hack that you could possibly imagine. I mean, it really was this was the easiest possible guess that anyone could have made. That's why I said you only get one guess, because, you know, if we were to give you three, then, you know, you should have it correct by the first guess. If you were to guess someone's password, what would it be?
I actually would not have picked this one, because most passwords require a number now.
Ooh, that's an interesting point. Okay, so this password, Daryl, according to WikiLeaks,
yes,
and Julian Assange, he has revealed John Podesta, the Democratic National Committee, I think he was a former chairman at one point.
I can actually tell you, he was the chairman of Hillary's presidential campaign, the 2016 campaign, served as chief of staff to Bill Clinton, was a counselor to President Barack Obama. And I believe here that he did serve at one time as the chairman of, I've got the Wikipedia article up for him, and I believe it does include chairman of the DNC.
Now, so do you just want to reveal it, or was there a more dramatic way that that it could be revealed?
Well, let me just begin by reading the article from the Houston Chronicle.
Okay, sure.
During her run for the White House this year, and they say this year because for some reason, even though this was published yesterday, or 2 days ago, so January 4th, 2017, but they still use the term this year.
All right.
So last year, Hillary's campaign chairman, John Podesta, and the Democratic National Committee were subject to numerous email hacks. Many of the private emails showed up on WikiLeaks, covering topics ranging from aliens to Clinton's team poking fun at Ted Cruz being born in Canada. The hack spurred an investigation from the FBI, while Clinton's team blamed Russia. Turns out, it may have been Podesta's fault. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told Fox News host Sean Hannity Tuesday night that Podesta used the word...
Hold on. Oh, actually, I have a drum roll.
You got a drum roll?
Yeah, I actually have.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is it. The big reveal.
Password. For all of his passwords. Assange also said Podesta responded to phishing emails.
Oh, wow.
So,
what
Ian,
a dupe.
What's a phishing email?
Thank you for asking.
Spelled
P-H-I-S-H.
Yes.
To phish is to send an email to someone and masquerade as though you are some sort of service that they are allegedly
part of. I am Nigerian prince. I give you $10 billion U.S. American dollars if you...
No.
Give me your credit card number and
no.
your banking.
No. That is a scam email. That is not a phishing email. A phishing email.
Well, phishing for information.
The term, well, that's what they're doing, but the term phishing generally is, I understand it applies to an email that is phishing for your login information. And the way they do that is by saying, the way they'll do that is by...
I'm from your bank, and
right.
we need you to reset all of your passwords.
That's the kind of thing they'll do, except they'll actually have the bank's logo. And with email, you can make it look like an email came... At a glance, you can make it look like the email came from support@paypal.com. And then it has, like, paypal.com, you know, graphics and what you would expect to maybe see in a PayPal email, because they model it after...
Every attempt at one of these that I've seen, if you actually look at the email, it might say PayPal support at fakesomething.com. So it's generally...
Sometimes.
They'll
but you
give
can put
the
whatever
name.
You want.
They'll give the name of PayPal support, but they don't spoof the entire email address.
That would be a really sloppy one, but sometimes they could do that.
Those are all of the ones I've ever seen.
Well, also, you can look for misspellings, and further, usually companies
the
like...
URL.
Banks,
well, the URL is going to be the, like in the email, right. They might say, you know, like yourbank.com.
Correct.
But if you actually hover over the link, you'll
it shows
see
you the real URL.
Then it's going
like some
to,
questionable URL that you've never heard of. So that is one of the tips to identify whether you're dealing with a phishing email. But as PayPal and many other banks will point out to you, their employees will never ask you for information like that via an email. So a professional, like really good phishing email will look just like a PayPal or just like your bank's email will look and will fool people into clicking the link that you're talking about without hovering over it first to check it to see if it's actually taking you. And then, of course, even if you've forgotten to hover over the link, if you click it and then you go to that website that they wanted you to go to, which is the phishing site, which is not run by PayPal or your bank or whatever service we're talking about, you look at that URL in the bar at the top of your browser. If that doesn't say www.paypal.com, you are not on PayPal's website,
right. And
you need to get off of that website immediately. If you put your information into that site, they will then have your login for PayPal. They just got a notice saying, hey, this sucker just gave us his info. They'll then log right into your actual PayPal account and then change the password and lock you out of the account, send themselves all of the money from the account, or something bad like that could very well happen. So that is the idea behind phishing. In this case, they didn't even have to phish him on this one, although they said he responded to phishing emails.
Yes.
That's a guess. You could guess that password. To guess password is like probably one of the most used terrible passwords out there. Passwords like love,
and
password, the birth date of the person.
One, because, again, a lot of passwords require a number.
So password and the number one.
Assange told Hannity, Podesta gave out his password. Was the word? Password.
Password. Unbelievable.
His own staff said this email that you've received, this is totally legitimate, so this is something a 14-year-old kid could have hacked Podesta that way.
Absolutely.
According to Fox News, Hannity interviewed Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Assange has been at the embassy for the past 5 years, fighting an extradition to Sweden on sexual assault charges that we've talked about how they're completely bogus.
Look, before you go on, word to the wise here. Hopefully John Podesta, who obviously is not that bright when it comes to technology, hopefully John Podesta heard the news about this getting out there, at the very least by today, and started changing his passwords. Otherwise, people out there could go and try to crack into all of his accounts right now. You know, if you know if John Podesta has an account or you want to find out if he has an account somewhere, you know, go to adultfriendfinder.com or whatever other site, salacious site that you might want to find his account at. If you know what his email address is, which presumably you do because you read the emails from him on WikiLeaks, it wouldn't be hard to find his email address. You just type his email address into a bunch of different websites, type in the word password. Now, technically, that's probably illegal for you to do that. But if you wanted to do that, and he hasn't gone around and changed all of his passwords from password, then you might be able to get into some of his other accounts right now. Presumably, some other hackers have already tried this.
Now, there's a claim from PolitiFact that Assange is giving bad information.
All right.
PolitiFact says that...
Just dragging his name through the mud?
Podesta, let me jump down here to after Assange says a 14-year-old kid could have hacked. They say, we don't know where Assange's claim comes from. None of the emails published on WikiLeaks show Podesta's email password.
Duh, it comes from the hacker.
And the cyber analyst examining the phishing emails used to infiltrate Podesta and others' accounts, none have made these claims. Further, Podesta was using a Gmail account, and Gmail doesn't allow users to set their password to
password.
Perhaps Assange is thinking of a February 2015 email in the WikiLeaks dump. In that email, a staffer told Podesta that his Windows 8 login on what appears to be a new computer is username jpodesta, and the password is password with the @ for the A. Interestingly, another email sent in May 2015, the same staffer tells Podesta his Apple ID password is runner 4567. So we have two Podesta passwords. Neither are for his email account, and neither are password.
Now,
in fairness to Assange, Waters and others pushing the email password claim, both of the passwords are far too simple to be effective, so it's possible Podesta similarly made his email password overly simplistic.
Well, if it's true that he was using a Gmail account, then, yeah, that's probably true that Google would block the password.
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess that does make me curious as to... are they saying that Gmail was hosting the emails for the Clinton Foundation? Because that's possible. Like, the Free Talk Live emails are based out of
No, they were saying
Gmail.
That John Podesta's email...
His personal
email
but weren't
was
the,
Gmail.
But I thought the WikiLeaks releases were coming from his email account at the Clinton Foundation.
Hillary's private server.
All right, hold that thought.
That he set to that.
It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.